Imagine that moment. Heat rushing through your body, knees buckling, heart racing uncontrollably as you discover your partner's betrayal. Your mind frantically replays conversations and events, now tainted by lies. This isn't just emotional pain. It's a physical, visceral experience that changes everything. What makes betrayal trauma uniquely devastating is how it creates not one, but three overlapping injuries: attachment, shattering our bond with our most trusted person; psychological, eroding our ability to trust our own perceptions; and sexual, disconnecting us from our intimate selves. These wounds don't exist in isolation, but create a devastating synergy where even simple moments, a late-night text message, a casual phrase, can trigger all three at once. Unlike a single traumatic event with clear boundaries, betrayal trauma continues unfolding in waves, creating a perpetual state of hypervigilance and uncertainty. You're not losing your mind. You're experiencing normal reactions to an extraordinarily complex trauma that touches every aspect of your being. Our primary survival tool as humans is our ability to form attachments, a deeply physiological process. When we pair bond with a romantic partner, we literally function as one biological organism. Our partner regulates our blood pressure, heart rate, breathing, and hormone levels through co-regulation, with physical proximity lowering stress hormones and boosting connection chemicals. Betrayal creates an impossible dilemma. The person we're biologically programmed to turn to for comfort becomes the source of our pain. This attachment ambivalence creates a chaotic cycle where we simultaneously need our partner for comfort while needing to flee for safety. This paradox manifests physically through racing heart, digestive issues, sleep disturbances, and immune suppression. Daily, we oscillate between rage, numbness, and desperate need for connection, sometimes cycling through all these emotions within hours. This push-pull dynamic isn't a character flaw, but a normal biological response to an impossible situation. Our attachment system says reach for comfort, while our threat response says run from danger, creating the emotional chaos that defines betrayal's aftermath. At betrayal's core lies shame, a powerful emotion that questions our fundamental worth. Unlike guilt, feeling bad about actions, shame makes us feel inherently flawed. For betrayed partners, shame creates a devastating double bind. Distance yourself, and shame whispers you're unworthy of love. Try to reconnect, and shame attacks your dignity. What kind of person stays with someone who betrayed them? This attachment shame bind creates an impossible situation where shame appears regardless of which direction you move. Cultural attitudes worsen this by treating emotional attachments as lifestyle choices rather than biological necessities, creating additional shame for partners needing time to process grief before deciding their path forward. Even more insidious is carried shame. When someone behaves shamelessly through infidelity, their unacknowledged shame often transfers to the betrayed partner. "My partner did something wrong" transforms into "something must be fundamentally wrong with me." Healing requires recognizing this carried shame isn't yours. It never was. As trauma therapist Lou Argo states, you cannot heal carried shame because it does not belong to you. The only thing you can do with carried shame is to give it back. For many betrayed partners, the comprehensive lying feels more devastating than the sexual behaviors themselves. When our partner lies, we lose our ability to know reality, destroying secure bonding and trust. Before cheating partners lie to others, they lie to themselves, creating self-manipulation defenses that justify their behaviors. Eventually, they begin believing their own lies. This distorted thinking creates four types of gaslighting: straight-up lies about whereabouts, reality manipulation that attacks perception, you're paranoid, scapegoating that deflects blame, if you weren't so cold, and coercion ranging from charm to intimidation. All forms aim to enable the infidelity. Betrayed partners typically cycle through predictable stages: disbelief, shock and confusion, defense, gathering evidence, depression, exhaustion, and finally, discarding reality, abandoning truth-seeking. Recovering your ability to trust your perceptions is essential for healing. This involves identifying emotional vulnerabilities, reconnecting with intuition, holding on to your reality despite conflicting narratives, and getting help from therapists who understand gaslighting dynamics. Betrayal blindness explains why we sometimes miss obvious signs of infidelity. Like a psychological immune system, this mechanism activates when information threatens our emotional survival, causing us to ignore or minimize evidence of cheating to protect ourselves and our relationships. Even self-sufficient adults become vulnerable when facing infidelity. The attachment injury threatens our fundamental sense of safety, activating primitive protective mechanisms. We unconsciously overlook red flags, miss dinner dates, unexplained expenses, emotional distance that would seem obvious to outsiders. This blindness operates as a freeze response when fight, confronting, or flight, leaving, aren't viable options. It manifests through dissociation, disrupted memory integration, emotional numbing, telling betrayal stories without appropriate emotion, and internalized shame, blaming ourselves for the betrayal. Healing requires gentle, step-by-step work with proper support. Group settings are particularly effective as community creates an emotional buttress for processing new awareness. Witnessing others' similar experiences normalizes the pain while providing models for facing difficult truths. Sex is often completely omitted from therapy and recovery programs addressing sexual betrayal. Yet this injury is profound and requires specific healing approaches. Sexual betrayal creates a devastating double blow. We lose safety with our partner while realizing their cheating satisfies core attachment needs they couldn't find with us, deepening our sense of inadequacy. Betrayal creates trauma to the betrayed partner's sexuality, similar to sexual abuse survivors' experiences. This occurs because betrayal violates consent. Partners are having sex under conditions they didn't knowingly agree to, robbing them of choice and agency. Four common sexual patterns emerge after infidelity. The normal sex life, where sex continued despite betrayal, creating profound trust issues. No sex for you, where the cheating partner shows little interest in sex within the relationship. Objectified sex, where the partner views their significant other merely as a means to gratification. And duty sex, where interaction shifts from enjoyable connection to obligation. Healing requires rebuilding sexual safety both with ourselves and partners, often beginning with solo exploration to reconnect with our sexuality in a pressure-free environment. While betrayal's devastation can feel insurmountable, genuine hope exists through a six-phase healing process. Devastation, experiencing trauma symptoms and fragmented reality. Realization, understanding the problem's magnitude. Stabilization, developing coping mechanisms and reclaiming power. Reimagining, examining how personal history shapes present circumstances. Creating, building the post-betrayal future. And flourishing, establishing genuine safety with ourselves. This journey offers more than symptom relief. It enables securely bonded relationships with ourselves and others. What begins as devastating loss creates space for something our souls truly need, the ability to move through life with confidence, security, and trust in our resilience. The greatest gift isn't merely recovery, but transformation, learning to create relationships where we consistently matter, belong, and feel safe, whether rebuilding with our partner or forging new connections elsewhere.